So Be'ez Hashem learned Dav Chof Aleph of Masechtas Makis. Some of the topics we learned about include HaKosev Ksevis Kaka, a person who writes a tattoo into his skin gets Malkus. The Machlokes is regarding Ein Chayv HaShechtiv Shom Es Hashem, whether he's Chayv only if he wrote the name of an Avodah Zarah or for any writing. The Machlokes is regarding Eifer Miklal Gabi Malkosek, whether a person may place a certain type of ash on his wound, even though it looks like a tattoo because it leaves a permanent or long-lasting mark. The Mishnah's halacha of Nazir shall yeshesa yain kol hayoyim in chayv ala achas. A nazir is only liable once for drinking wine many times, unless amrloy al tishta v'hu shesa chayv al kol achas v'achas. If he received separate warnings for each time, he's liable for a corresponding number of malchus. The Mishnah's halacha of yesh chayrish telem echad v'chayv alav mishum shmoy nalavin. A person can plow a single furrow and be liable to malchus for 8 different lavin. A discussion regarding the lav of klai and bekarim for which there is only an isr zereya to sow, but there is no isr chayrish to plow. Nevertheless, regarding yesh chayrish betelem echad, he becomes liable either because ha-menachish va-mechapa beklaim loika, one who uproots weeds or covers klai and bekarim with soil gets malchus, because since this is beneficial for its growth, this is considered zereya as if he sowed the klaim, or because the Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva who holds a mekayim klaim loika, one who merely maintains klaim bekarim in his field and does not uproot them, gets malchus. Yesh chilik malachis b'Shabbos ve'in chilik malachis b'yamtiv. Regarding Shabbos, one is liable separately for each malacha that he committed. Regarding Yom Tov, however, one is liable only once, even if he committed numerous malachas.